You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Mark Anderson from Austria. He's covering Bilderberg, and this is our fifth audio interview. Mark, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, great to be back, Dave. The protests happened today. Some interesting dynamics, that's for sure.
Great. I was going to ask, we spoke actually yesterday at about 6 o'clock in the morning Central Time. Right now, it's about quarter after 11 in the morning Central Time, so we spoke 29 hours ago. So why don't you let listeners know what happened in those 29 hours over there in Innsbruck, Austria?
Sometimes I forget where we left off and what I covered. It's such a flurry of activity and lack of sleep here and there. But as of yesterday afternoon here in Austria, local time, which is 6 hours later than Eastern Time U.S., just to give people a perspective, we were able, as I think I mentioned, to get closer to the Interalpen Hotel beyond the first checkpoint. The police loosened up, let us up there. I'm doing a little overlap here. And near the gate, you know, I met the policeman that first spilled the beans that they were meeting here at all in the first place in Austria. There were like 50, 60 protesters and alternative media there. We Are Change Rotterdam, they gave me an interview, and some others did as well. But then today, the initial talk was the big protest here in Telfs, Austria, near Innsbruck, at the foot of the mountain where the Bilderbergs are meeting. The initial talk was there'd be a big protest tomorrow. Well, it turned out to be today. The people I talked to, and by my own observation, it turned out to be 250, 300. The police were pretty accommodating. There were some speeches. They walked around town in kind of a semicircle, and then there were some more speeches and music. It was kind of like a miniature version of the Bilderberg Festival 2 years ago in England. To sum it up, it's good to see the young people taking a passionate interest. Some of them may not totally understand Bilderberg in a historic or in-depth way. Some people even under 20 years old and some barely 20, but that doesn't take away from their passion and their thirst for knowledge. And it's good to see that. You see a little more of that here, quite honestly, than in the States. The European youth are a little more motivated for whatever reason. It's causing a lot of a stir, and that'll bring more media coverage of Bilderberg than there otherwise would have been. I took a lot of photos that'll soon be on the website and in the hard copy AFP. It happened today, and the weather cooperated. It's raising more awareness about Bilderberg.
Okay, so you said there were about 250, 300 people there, mostly young people. Mm-hmm. And when did this happen? What time did it start? What time did it end?
It's about 3 hours local time. It started about noon, went till about 3 p.m.
It was peaceful, I guess.
Yeah, the police had light riot gear, but they didn't even have their helmets on. They were far less aggressive than the police in Chicago when they had the NATO summit in Chicago in 2012. The police presence there was overwhelming, but of course the protesters were much larger in number. The only thing I can say about it that could be construed as negative, or at least lacking, if you will, is that we still see a predominance of only left-wing protesters. Now, that doesn't make the left-wing protesters bad people or anything, but Bilderberg is the kind of issue, like banking reform and other key issues, where left, right, or center, it doesn't matter. We all need to get together and figure out a way out of this trap. And the left-wing predominance of the G7 protests and Bilderberg does give me suspicion about George Soros money funneling in here or funneling in there. Some people wearing t-shirts that literally have the old Soviet Union hammer and sickle on them. It's a spirited and I think basically honest, but sometimes misguided way of protesting Bilderberg, because Bilderberg is really part of the financial bloodline, if you will, that helped create the industrial infrastructure of the Soviet Union. The Rockefeller Chase Manhattan Bank was notorious for helping fund large projects in the Soviet Union right during the very heart of the Cold War. We can appreciate the youth's interest and passion and enthusiasm, but we do need to watch the facts and the behind-the-scenes goings-on carefully here.
The protest was in Telfs, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's several miles away from where the Bilderbergers are at the Interalpen Hotel.
Yeah, I mean, if you count every kilometer, you're probably talking 7-8 kilometers by the time you get all the way up that hill through the one edge of town. But it's going to get the message out. RT, Russia Today, was there. I hadn't seen them here yet, but I did today. I tried to get a chance to speak. I wanted to talk about the banking dilemma, because with the right kind of monetary reform and the right kind of financial changes, groups like Bilderberg would lose their grip on the people and their grip on the system. But the young gal organizing it was concerned that I was too right-wing or I wasn't left-wing enough. I said to her, well, isn't this where we all just kind of get together and forget about what wing we are? And even that didn't win the argument. I just wanted to make a few comments. And I explained to her that AFP has the deepest roots in Bilderberg of all the media, although many media do a very good job, alternative and otherwise here. But we go back to the 50s, counting Liberty Lobby, literally when Bilderberg began. But even that didn't sway her, and I wasn't left wing enough.
Well, you know what they say, Mark. Youth is wasted on the young.
I did do an interview with a German journalist and had a lot of onlookers listening to what I had to say, even some police officers. We went into banking. We went into companies that sell military materiel to countries that are ostensibly America's enemies, Bilderberg-connected companies like Siemens. You know, we talked about how these corporations can get away with things, selling things to other countries that can't believe they can even get away with it. There were British investors that traded with Germany during World War II when Germany was basically at war with Germany. Regardless of which side or, you know, what view you might have of Germany, the financial elite believe that the boundaries that normally apply to you and me don't apply to them. They can trade fighter jets, sell guns to whoever they want, F-14s to whoever they want, and the restrictions just don't seem to be there. The conversation with this German journalist was well observed, and that was kind of a highlight. I partially did that because they wouldn't let me speak at the protest.
Oh, you're not young enough and stupid enough. See what you could do about that. Yeah, I see that article here on RT, protesters slam Bilderberg, big boss, elitist summit for lack of transparency. And of course, it is filled with photographs and videos of the protest, be that as it may. And I see there are some non-young people there, so older people there.
Yeah, some.
Besides RT, which of course has a long history of trashing stuff like this and the United States as well, and some of it legitimate criticism, of course. But besides RT and American Free Press, did you see anybody else out there in the way of the mainstream media? Or how about our bullhorn friend, Alex Jones?
No, I heard that Alex's reporter, Paul Joseph Watson, was there, but I didn't see him myself. No, Alex was ubiquitously absent this year in the places I've been where you would normally expect to see him. And I don't know why. That's kind of where we're at. The protests have happened, and we'll probably do a wrap-up tomorrow, article-wise and or podcast-wise, to give it a wrap online, and then the rest will be in hard copy.
Excellent. So today is basically the last full day of Bilderberg, because tomorrow, what do they, break up after breakfast?
Yeah, probably anywhere from noon to about 3 o'clock, depending on who they are. And there's supposed to be photographers at the nearby airport to take care of that. Matter of fact, we're going to be discussing that here in just a little while. So with that, I'll bid you adieu until we talk again.
Sounds good, Mark. Thanks for the update, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Yep, we'll do our best. Thanks, Dave.